Okay, so we're doing continue from yesterday. Question is, whether you say Shabbos and Yontif are like one kedusha or two kedushas?
Right, which means
daf is it on lamechas, right? Okay. You just want to say, is it like one long day or two kedushas or one kedusha? Or does each one have their own shvisa, or is it like a joint shvisa resting? So the nafkmina is vis-a-vis Erev. Erev Tchumen, let's say on back-to-back days, could you place separate Erev Tchumens for each separate day?
Or do you say, no,
it's one Kedusha, and therefore you have one Erev to Erev for both days, and you can't split them out. Right? That's basically the question. So the question is, what's the spot? But so just to start with the most basic, if you just have to start off, just to summarize the fact, just to give like a kind of just a way of looking at it. Is basically you have a phenomenon of Shabbos and then Yontif. Sometimes they're two different things. There's something called Shabbos, something called Yontif. And sometimes they happen to turn out that they end up back to back. Right? So what happens then? Do you basically say there's Shabbos and there's Yontif and they just happen to be back to back? Right? There's two totally different days because Shabbos is Shabbos and there's Yontif. There's just a coincidence. They happen to coincide in the calendar lines up that they managed to be back-to-back, but it's totally extraneous, irrelevant, coincidental. It doesn't have any meaning at all. Or do you say that somehow there's an idea that they form like a, what we would so to speak call like a three-day Yontif, right? That's what we call it, or a two-day Yontif. Like there's a phenomenon, I mean, it's not a two-day Yontif, but there's a phenomenon of like an extended Yom Shvisa. Like Kedushachas means it's not like there's a difference between when you have Yontif on Thursday and then Chol on Friday and Shabbos versus when they're back to back. There's a concept, there's a Kedushachas means there's an idea of a continuous Yom Shvisa. When they're both Shvisa, and it's true there are minor differences, but essentially they're both Yom Shvisa and they're back to back. So when two Yom Shvisa turn out back to back, they form a continuous Yom Shvisa. Now, the Yom Shvisa maybe has components, part A, part B, and part A has certain halachos, part B has various other halachos, but essentially, there becomes a unification to form a unified Yom Shvisa. Or you say, no, that essentially there's the Shvisa of Shabbos and the Shvisa of Yontif. And just like if they come out on Thursday, on Thursday and Shabbos, and they're not contiguous, they're totally independent of Yomim, so too, when they come out back to back, they're totally independent of Yomim. They merge one into the other. That's totally accidental. Doesn't register in any way. Right? And I'm saying not that much, but I feel like it's a little more than the fact. I'm just kind of taking what Kedusha Achas to Kedusha and just kind of giving it a little bit of a, framework. But of course, still you beg the question, why would he say one or the other, or what's that dependent upon? But it's still like it's kind of putting it into a framework, like what the question is about. Not just word, Kedusha Achas, Kedusha. So it's kind of explaining a little bit more what they're arguing about. Right? Now, and what's this, before we go further, let's just apply it. So if you say that there's two totally separate Yom Shvisas, so then there's no reason why where my Erev Tchumen is for today has anything to do with where my Erev is for tomorrow. Because they're two totally different things. Two different days. Just like if I have Yontif on Thursday, I could have a separate Erev on Thursday, separate Erev on Shabbos. So too if it's on Friday. It's just they happen to be back-to-back, but they're totally independent days of Shvisa. Two separate Shvisas. Right? So why can't I have my Erev in two different places? But if you say there's a continuous Yom Shvisa, there's a kind of continuity, and it becomes a continuous Yom Shvisa. So now, the idea in Erev is that I'm Kona Shvisa. What's interesting is, you see, Shvisa normally means for Malacha. And Tchum is not technically a Malacha. It's not one of the Malachas going outside of the Tchum. But you see, apparently, it's included under the Shvisa of the Yom. Right? It's included. Part of the Shvisa of the Yom is that you don't travel. Even though it's not technically Malacha. But apparently, it's like, it's not Malacha, and it's a separate Lav, but somehow it part of the Shvisa, the rest of the Yom. So if you say it's one long Yom Shvisa, now there are differentiations within its components, but Tchum is not one of those differentiations. Therefore you'll say, when I'm Kona Shvisa, on Erev Yontif, I'm Kona it for this upcoming Yom Shvisa, this upcoming and continuous Yom Shvisa. So therefore, I have a set on my Erev. Now, I can't then say in the second half, I'm going to have a different Erev. I mean, it's one Yom. That's what he says, just like in the fire, you can't have an Erev for half a day, you can't have an Erev for half of Yom Shvisa. It's one continuous Yom Shvisa. So that's what he holds, is that when you have the overlap or the intersection, you know, back-to-back lineup of two Yom Shvisa, it forms one unity of Yom Shvisa. Again, it doesn't mean it's indistinguishable in its parts, but essentially it's one. The differences are accidental. Or do you say no, that there's nothing to do with one another? Two totally different days which happen to be back-to-back. Okay, can we go further than that? Now that we're here, can we go further than that? Basically, vis-a-vis Tchon, if you say there's a unification, you say vis-a-vis Tchon, the halacha is you have to be stationed, parked, not traveling for 2 days. That's basically, you know. Or do you say, right, and therefore you basically have to set up shop where you kovei shvisa for the long day. Right? Or do you say that no, basically I have to be stationed, I have to be not traveling for 1 day. And then comes along tomorrow and say, oh, look at that, I have to not travel again. Right? Or do you say that because they're back-to-back, there becomes this recognized, halacha recognizes the fact that there's an overlap, and now they become overlapping, they become one long Yom Shvisa, with components. Components, and the components have differential. But in that which they're not differentiated, then you can't split it apart and say they're two totally different things. I'm calling a Shvisa here today and here tomorrow. They're a continuous Yom. It's kind of a way to say it. It's like we have such a thing as a 3-day Yontif. Okay, if you live in Israel, it's a 2-day Yontif. But whatever, there's a phenomenon we call a 3-day Yontif. Is there such a thing, halachically, as a 3-day Yontif? Where he says, no such thing, Yontif is 2 days. And Shabbos is 1 day. And they happen to coincide, so that's true. Emotionally, it feels interesting, and we call it a 3-day Yontif, but halacha simply doesn't recognize the phenomenon of a 3-day Yontif. There's no such thing. Or do you say that because that's the calendar, there's such a thing as a 3-day Yontif? But we have to define this further. I mean, why would you say there is or isn't? I'm just, but you could see that question. I'm saying that's the question. That is what the question is about. That's the thing. Kedusha Achas means they become a unified idea. It's one Yom Shvisa, one long Yom, an extended period of Shvisa. As opposed to saying it's Shtei Kedushos means they have nothing to do with one another. Totally independent. Same point. Is that it could be, you don't want to say that the day is 1 day. The day is Shabbos, the day is Yontif. But the Shvisa, there's an idea of the Gavra is being Shoves. There's a mitzvah Shvisa. Right? And the Shvisa, you could look at the Shvisa, he is being Shoves for 2 days, resting for 2 days, but is that just emotionally, experientially, he's being Shoves for 2 days, Oyvei, 2 days of Shvisa? Or is that halachically such a thing called the 2-day Shvisa? Or do you say he's really just doing a Shvisa for a day, and then another Shvisa for a day? And the fact that they happen to be contiguous is accidental, right? Or do you say there's an action or a mitzvah of a Shvisa for 2 days, right? So you're right. You could say it is the Yom, or you could say it insofar as the Shvisa of the guy, But it could be the Yom is the Shvisa. The Yom in the framework of Shvisa. That's why I think sometimes it's called the Kedusha, sometimes it's called the Shvisa, Because Kedusha, it doesn't mean the Kedusha of the, abstract Yom. The abstract Yom, of course, Yom different Shabbos are different. But it means in terms of the Yom Shvisa. The Kedusha of the Yom is the Yom Shvisa, it's the day of rest. So do you say that there's a continuous Yom Shvisa? Because Halachah recognizes the 2-day Yom Shvisa? Or you say, no, the Shvisa is really just the 1-day Shvisa. And it's two of those back-to-back, but essentially just two separate things. Right? But still, we have to go further. Still, we should go further. But right, it's true. There may be a better way to look at it in terms of the framework of the Shvisa of the Gavra. But still, same question in the framework. It's maybe better to look at it in terms of the Shvisa of the Gavra, not in terms of the. Maybe that gets rid of his bother. It doesn't mean the day itself on the purely abstract calendar. Like the holiday weekend, it doesn't mean July 3rd is July 4th. It's not July 4th. But it's the holiday. It's a continuous holiday period, so to speak, Doesn't mean the substance of the Yontif becomes Shabbos and Southern Shabbos becomes the Yontif form one substance. But insofar as the framework of Shvisa is concerned, they form one Shvisa. And Shvisa is defined by a Gavra, and a Gavra experientially continues one to the next. So you could say it becomes a continuous Shvisa. Yeah. Just one more step. Maybe one more step. Is that there's shvisa, there's a shvisa on Shabbos, and there's a shvisa on Yom Tov. Okay? Is it, do you say that there is a shvisa of Shabbos and a shvisa of Yom Tov? Or do you say there's just shvisa? Because of Shabbos, because of Yom Tov. But essentially there's just shvisa. You know what I mean? Like, is essentially, is the cause of the shvisa, like an essential characteristic of the activity of shvisa? What are you doing now? I'm doing a shvisa Shabbos. I'm doing a shvisa Yom Tov. Or do you say, no, what am I doing now? I'm doing shvisa. Oh, why are you doing shvisa? Oh, because of Shabbos. Oh, because of Yom Tov. Right? So is the character, is the cause of the shvisa part of the character of the shvisa itself, such that it's a different essence? Shvisa Shabbos is one thing, shvisa Yom Tov is a different thing. Right? Or do you say, no, that they're the same thing? It's just there are different reasons why I'm doing it. And depending on what the reason is, some of the particulars are going to be different, but essentially there's an idea, there's an activity of shvisa. It's not the two different activities that give shvisa Shabbos and shvisa Yom Tov. So if you say that the cause is merely a cause, but essentially there's an activity of shvisa, so you have two causes. You have Shabbos causing shvisa and Yom Tov causing shvisa. But now you have the two causes back to back. So now they're basically cause a 2-day shvisa. Right? 2-day shvisa. Now it's true, since the causes are different, so therefore certain particulars are going to be different. So on Shabbos, one of the first part of the shvisa you're going to be able to cook, and the second one you're not, or whatever. But if you say that the activity of shvisa is shvisas Shabbos, right? I'm resting, a Shabbos resting, which has the characteristics of Shabbos in it. And then now I'm doing a shvisas Yom Tov. So now if they're back to back, they can't form one unified whole, because the very character, the shvisa has a character to it. It's a shvisa shel Shabbos. And it's a shvisa shel Yom Tov. So you can't say I'm doing a 2-day shvisa. They can't merge, because they have a different quality, a different nature. You know what I mean? So is the cause part of the essential nature and definition of the thing? Or is the cause just, so to speak, a feature and the characteristic of the thing? Now, what that would depend upon, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go further than that. That I'm saying is like a question of Shagal Das, like intuition about how halachically the relationship of the cause to the thing. You know? So, like, you could pursue this thing by trying to get the very, by doing is trying to go further than that and say, oh, it's 2 days because this and 1 day because this. I'm just kind of defining what the question is. I mean, I'm not, in a certain sense, I think I'm defining it and I'm giving it a clear, what is the question, but in a certain sense, I'm also not answering the end of the final question, you know? Which, you in the Svara, sometimes you try to figure out the why. I'm not getting into the why, so to speak. The reason why is because Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, or because the Torah wanted to make you feel, well, I don't know. I'm just saying, is what is the phenomenon of Shvisa? There's definitely, in Shvisa, there's a cause of Shvisa, and then there's the action of shvisa, so to speak. Is the cause part of the action? So, you know, that's another way to say it. It's like, am I doing a shvisa shel Shabbos? Is that part of the definition of my shvisa? The gavra is the cause of it. It's not just extraneous why I'm resting. I'm doing a shvisa shel Shabbos, and shvisa, you know, that's part of the very identity of the thing. And then they have to be distinct. Or do you say, no, that's not. That's the reason. But logically, I'm resting. I'm doing shvisa. So then, two of them, I'll do 2 days of shvisa. Two causes, but it's it's one continuous thing. And based upon that, they have that formulation in the abstract. So it's going to turn out to be one, you know, one, two, three, four, two. You just merely look at it as the cause. So you basically have halacha causing you to be shoveis on Friday and Shabbos. So basically, it's a 2-day shvisa. This Italian halachic system is saying is do this action called shvisa for 2 days. So now, if you're saying is rest for 2 days, so I can't take my erev and start to, you know, changing erevs in the middle of the thing. It's telling me to rest for two. It's 2 day resting, rest for 2 days. But if it's telling me do a Shabbos resting, do a Yom Tov resting today, Friday do a Yom Tov resting, Shabbos do a Shabbos resting. So now, I did that. Now, why can't I switch Erev in the middle? This is my Shabbat Yom Tov Erev. My Yom Tov resting has an Erev here. My Shabbos resting has an Erev here. different different things. But if it's just the cause, but it's telling you to rest, and now the halacha tells you to do a two-day resting, do this activity of resting for 2 days. As he says, just like you can't split your resting halfway in the middle, it's an artificial split. So it happened in the middle of the day. So here the Torah is telling you to rest for 2 days. So you can't say rested for 2 days if right in the middle of the 2 days you start switching locations. But that's if you look at it as rest as a generic term. But if you look at rest as being having a character to it, then you don't say you're doing it for 2 days. You know, then you don't say it's a 2 day thing. Then it's two separate things. So that's nothing. Is he held, or Elazar held, they're definitely separate. So he held part of the character of the Shvisa is the that it's a Shvisa Shel Shabbos, a Shvisa Shel Yantar. So it's saying it's two different kedushas. But we don't know. Apparently, it's interesting. In a certain sense, you could see that he's a chiddush. Yeah, even though you wouldn't have thought that way originally, you thought, of course, they're different. Of course, they're separate. But when you say it in this way, I mean, shvisa shvisa, like it's a chiddush to say it's a shvisa conceptually. It's a shvisa to say it's a shvisa of Shabbos. What do you mean? It's a shvisa, shvisa, shvisa. So oh, they're a little different. You cook, whatever. But essentially, it's a shvisa, shvisa. So the shvisa Shabbos is the cause. Yom is the cause. So he's positing that no, it's definitely it's a unique that's his character. It's a shvisa shel shabbos shvisa yantav. The rabbanon they heard that svara apparently, but they weren't so sure. It's possible you could hear it, but it's a chiddush. So they were mesubik about it. They're mesubik. So they were lechumra both. This next week, what I'd like to do is the Tosfos by us. It's based on this. I mean, it plays further with this question of kedusha hashem kedusha. So it's a Tosfos on Yud Tezayin Amud Beis Rabbi Yomer. I mean, you have to remind yourself of the Gemara, what's going on in the Gemara here. But it's the bottom Tosfos on Tosfos on Tosfos.